Anderson said that as they're wrapping up the first quarter of 2018, sales activity looks fairly even with last year.
We'll see more as we hit the end of this first quarter and really look and do a deep dive into what the winter has been. But looking at things so far with a few days left and things, we're tracking fairly even with this time last year. A couple spots that are down and a couple spots that have switched in areas, but really sales are almost where they were at this point last year, down a little in condominium sales. And I can't point to exactly what and why on that one. Still trying to figure that out. I believe that some of the impact of new inventory coming on the market is putting things into a pending status versus a closed sale.
You said the trends are evident in some of the activity around the ski resorts, for instance, like the bottom of Canyons Village.
But if you look and factor in what's going on with things that are being put under contract, put under reservation, it's obviously taking a lot of the sales out of there, but at the same time, it's showing that there's a strong demand and you're still getting the same amount of sales that you have in the past with the addition of pending a lot of other properties.
And then we've also got, of course, at Park City Base, King's Crown. Are those on the market at this point for reservations?
Those are on the market, taking reservations. I saw a lot of reservation activity early on it, with mostly the single family residences that'll fall into that category there, right on the side of the hill. There'll be a little delay to wait and see some things start to happen in that area.
He said a new rental in the housing market is a small unit called a yotel.
A totally different product than what we've seen in the past. Small studio, very space efficient, some great furniture packages, and it's been very well put together. And that one's, still a little wait and see. They're taking a lot of reservations. It's got a lot of interest. It's a different price point than what we've seen in a lot of things in the past, to see that sub $300,000 price point, and that catches a lot of people's attention.
Overall, he said he doesn't think the market is softening.
There's definitely, some differences in inventory that's aging along the way. But, that inventory takes a little longer. I think, one of the things as we look at the stats right now, we see a lot of vacant lot sales. So a lot of people maybe aren't finding exactly what they're looking for, and they're buying a lot and saying, I'm just going to go build what I want.
Todd Anderson, president of the Park City Board of Realtors. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.